Hi there, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. I think we're going to have a lot of laughs because we're going to talk about all the different parts of the country, all the different parts of the world, if you call in. So you'll see where I'm going with this. Actually, Jerry Usher put this on the calendar because he loved this idea of sharing this with the Take Two family. Unfortunately, he's not with us today. He had a commitment at the seminary. He will be back tomorrow. So Jerry Usher will be with us tomorrow. So we're excited about that. But here's the question. What slang or sayings is your part of the country known for? What slang or sayings is your part of the country known for? Now, you want to keep it clean because there's certain areas of the country in the world that can be a little, I don't know, just a little not appropriate for radio. Okay, but generally speaking, what slang or sayings, is known in your part of your world that you live in the country and or the town or the city or the state or the region? What are you known for? Like, how do you speak to one another? What certain, comments that are made continuously that is just part of that area? Now, let me state right up front, I live in the great state of Arizona. I consider us very vanilla. I came from the great state of New Jersey, and Arizonans were shocked when I started speaking because they were like, where are you from? You must be from back east. You must be from New York or New Jersey. And I said, yes, I am, because there's a certain way of communicating where you live. You're used to certain phrases. Maybe even in some parts of the country, you say soda instead of pop, right? And stuff like that. You have to learn all that kind of lingo and jargon, because it is just where the culture is. So if you would like to share something from your part of the country, a slang or a saying that is just really, you feel like, wow, this is so us. We know that we're from, Iowa or Ohio or, Portland, Oregon or Texas, then call in and share. It's that simple. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. You will see how building community weaves into our spiritual lives. Okay? So hang in there with me. You will see how this weaves in. So if you have a certain slang, saying, or certain communication style that is so a part of where you live right now, maybe I know in Canada, there's certain things that you say to one another and you say, oh, you're a Canadian. I know you are. How do you know that? By the way, you just finished that sentence. Okay. Call in and share. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Now we have Matt on the phones and he will screen the calls as they come in and he'll talk to you. He'll ask you what you want to share about your part of the country or part of the world if you're calling internationally. And then he'll put you on hold. You get to listen live and you'll slip right into the discussion. So it's really fun. Let's have a lot of fun with this, but you got to stay with me the entire hour because you will see how it weaves in to our spiritual lives. I think you guys know where I'm going with this. Why? Because we're made for community, right? So you'll get the picture when the show starts to unfold. We have Michael at the controls doing a fine job. Pedro's on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys. You guys are great. I love the chats. In fact, put your slang or sayings in the chat, and Pedro will pick those up and put them on the document for me so that I can bring those into the discussion. The phone lines are starting to light up. It looks like the Midwest is going strong. So I would love for somebody from Arizona to call in. I mean, do we have anything unique to us here in Arizona? I don't think so. I think when I landed here in Arizona from New Jersey, people were kind of shocked. I was talking faster. I had the New Jersey accent. And so we said things differently. Back in New Jersey, we say pocketbook. In Arizona, they say purse. So when I came out to Arizona and I said, can you hand me my pocketbook? They looked at me like, is she speaking a foreign language? Like, what is she talking about? And so I had to learn all of, we said soda back in Jersey. They say pop in Arizona. I mean, it's so interesting when you go, especially cross country. Now, remember, I pretty much went all the way across the country at 18 years old. So it was a bit of a shock. I had to learn things all over again. As a matter of fact, when I started working at a restaurant in Arizona from New Jersey, of course, I still had my very thick New Jersey accent. And so they, Arizonans, would actually teach me how to say simple words correctly. Because they thought I was saying it like in a strange way. They're like, something's wrong. You have a very interesting, you know, angle to the word talk and, you know, thing or and coffee. Because in New Jersey, they say coffee. You know, they have the aw sound. It's very fascinating. So I didn't take offense to it. I'll take it back. When I first landed here in Arizona, I did take offense to it because I was like, wait a minute, this is how we all talk in New Jersey. But then I realized it's really quite beautiful when you can learn something new and it's helpful. And so then I started going along with it. And if you're going to live in another place, you do want to, you know, fit in, and you don't want to always stand out, although you do want to retain the beautiful things that you were raised with. And so it's an interesting dance. But let's talk about it. What slang or sayings is your part of the country known for? So if you're hearing us right now for the very first time, we're a live call-in show. We've been going strong for 10 plus years. We would love for you to join the conversation. We have been getting a ton, and I mean a ton, of first-time callers. I mean, I think last week we had 5 in a row. I mean, it's just amazing how many people are finding out about Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, because it's a beautiful virtual community for all of us to come together as the lay faithful and share our lived experiences, our stories. Think about it. When do you get an opportunity to call a radio station? When do you get an opportunity to call a religious, a Catholic radio station and share your story? And it matters. What you say, people care. They want to hear what's going on in your life. I think that's really cool. And it's something that we can't take for granted. So let's use this time wisely and fill up those last open phone lines and tell us the very cool saying that your part of the country is known for. Okay, I love this discussion already. Look at the phone lines. Oh, we're getting New York weighing in. I love this. Texas is coming in. 833-288-3986. Please join us. Fun discussion we're going to have here about the sayings that your part of the country is known for. I'd love to hear from you. Marla's going to go first. She's from Kansas, and we're going to hear about a Midwest goodbye. I love this. So Marla, hang on. Don't go anywhere. I wanted to share with our listeners about Wings. Wings is EWTN's weekly e-newsletter. Find out about upcoming EWTN radio and TV shows, items from EWTN's religious catalog, and so much more. Sign up for Wings at EWTN.com and click subscribe. By the way, there's lots of specials at EWTNRC.com, so check it out because Christmas is right around the corner. Would you please weigh in on this? Your region, your country, your city, your state, weigh in. If there's something very unique about it you had to learn it, maybe you moved to that part of the country and you had to learn something new, or you grew up there and you're just like, well, I thought everybody talks like this. I thought everybody has these kinds of sayings. Please weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to Marla in Southwest Kansas on Divine Mercy Radio. Marla, you're going to lead the discussion. Tell us about this Midwest goodbye.
Okay, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, beautifully. You go right ahead.
The way we say goodbye in Kansas is with family or friends, is we're getting ready to leave, and then we just say, well, I suppose. And then we continue to visit and talk for another 10, 15, however many minutes until we finally disperse and go on our merry way. And when my daughter-in-law from Ohio moved to Kansas, she's like, what is this? Goodbye. Get out the door. Nope, no, we just take our sweet time. Well, I suppose.
So wait a minute. Wait a minute. You actually say, I suppose, and that's the clue that you're getting ready to leave?
You have to say, well, or whelp. Welp, I suppose. And then you look at each other with that look with your eyes like, And then you continue to talk and talk and talk. And the people that don't know, they're like, well, come on already. Let's leave. No, we're not finished yet.
Wow. I just think that is so sweet. So it's kind of like this code that you guys have.
Yeah.
And so what happens, like you, what happens if somebody does join your event or your group and they're like, what are they doing? Like, or am I missing something? I mean, so you don't clue, you don't, Wow.
Yeah. They'll stand there with their eyes like, what is happening? And then they learn, if they hang with us long enough, they learn, okay, we say slow goodbyes. We're not quite finished. Then you give your, then you'll hug and, you know, welcome to the car and maybe talk another 5 minutes, then they leave.
So let me ask you something, Marla. This is fascinating. I've never heard this before. This is I love this kind of topic too, because I'm always interested in what's going on in other parts of the world. So, so when you say, welp, I suppose, and that's kind of like a clue, okay, well, we're moving towards the door, we're moving towards the car. Do you, and then you hug, do you ever finally say goodbye or goodbye for now? Or, you know, do you ever say the words goodbye?
Yes, they finally, you know, get into the car, and then we, after hugs, and they get in the car, and wait, and then, you know, they're pulling away, and we wave, and they wave back at us as they're pulling out of the driveway, and yeah, we take a long, slow, we're a little slow back here in Southwest Kansas.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's
goodness.
Nice.
You know what? I actually kind of love that, because, you know, where I grew up in Jersey, everything's very fast. I mean, people leave, you know, kind of car skid marks leaving, like, goodbye, and they get in the car, they slam the door, and they're gone, you know? So this is kind of nice.
Exactly.
I love that, where you look back and you wave. I love that. Okay, so let me ask you one other question. Do you in Kansas, because I've heard this, and I think this is more for Texas, and we'll have to ask Gilda, who's coming up next and from Texas. I've heard it where I'm fixing to leave. Have you ever heard that? I'm fixing to leave.
Yeah, that might be people a little older than my generation. I'm a baby boomer. Maybe the ones up there in the 90s and, you know, pushing up in there. Yeah, that's some say that.
Yeah.
Not our family.
Okay. I always thought that was cool. I'm fixing to leave. I tried to use that one time with some of my New Jersey, New York friends, and they're like, what are you trying to tell me?
that's kind of hick slang, but yeah, that's acceptable too.
Oh, interesting. Okay, very cool. Well, Marla, thank you so much. I learned something new. I love this show. Thank you so much, Marla, and God bless you. Okay, thank you.
God bless you too.
Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Betsy on YouTube, I'm waving to you, Betsy. I grew up in Philadelphia. We say certain words a certain way, like crick versus creek, writer versus water. Oh, wow. Jimmy and I relocated to Washington State. I had a call center job for many years. Okay, I hope I read that correctly. It says you say crick instead of creek. Okay, or versus creek. Okay, that's interesting. And I've heard that too, actually. That happens a lot in New Jersey, New York area too. I mean, some people still laugh the way I say roof, like the roof of a house, because people don't say it that way, but that's the way I said it in New Jersey. So it's very interesting. So thank you, Betsy, for weighing in from Philadelphia. Philadelphia has great Philly cheesesteaks. I'm just saying, you guys have great, great food in Philadelphia. Okay, so we could also talk about food too. If you have if there's something really unique about where you live, you could share that as well. Also too, have you ever, you know, applied for a job and you're just used to talking a certain way, and the person that is interviewing you, they're like, you know, where do you come from? Like, what's the deal? You're talking in ways that we don't really understand. You know, that can happen. And so has that ever happened to you, an awkward situation when you were on an interview? It didn't really happen to me. It's when I came to Arizona, it was very obvious I was not born and raised in Arizona. It was very obvious I came from back east because of the accent. And so they knew right away. So they would always think I was a New Yorker, but it's close enough, New York, New Jersey. Okay, so we're going to get to Gilda next, but Marla freed that phone line. If you'd like to weigh in, she represented the great state of Kansas. So if you want to represent your area of the country or the world, we love international calls. Just dial this number, 833-288-3986. We're looking for slang or sayings or something that is unique to where you live. That's what Jerry Usher was going for when he put this on the calendar. He really was interested in what's going on in the world. So if you have something very unique where you live, right where you reside, right around you, just do a 360 right around you, okay? Then please call in and share with all of us, just like Marla did. 833-288-EWTN. Okay, let's get to Gilda in Texas on Armor of God Radio. Hi, Gilda. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Okay. In Texas, and probably most people have heard it because Texas is so big, and we tend to go all over the country. But very commonly, instead of saying you all, we say y'all.
Y'all.
Of course, a greeting to each other is howdy. And everybody's probably heard that one, too. Mm-hmm. But I heard you discussing fixing to, yes. And it can be anything. You're telling someone, I'm fixing to go to the store. You guys need anything? Hey, I'm fixing to go out and mow the lawn. Mm-hmm. So that is a very common one also, fixing to.
Fixing to. Okay, so so let me just ask you this question, Gilda. I want to try to fit in. So if I came to Texas and I said, you all, would you go, oh, she's definitely not from Texas. Is there a certain way to say it or a certain place, a time to say it? Give me a little bit of
it would probably sound like, yeah, this person's probably not from, around the South. The South in general, I think. I've been to Georgia and other places in the South, and mm-hmm. I think that is that y'all is really, howdy and y'all are pretty common all over the South. I'm not sure how much you hear that everywhere else, but for the y'all, when I'm texting my family, and we're all from Texas, and we've always used that forever, mm-hmm. it's just, easier. And when I'm using my text, it even knows to put Y apostrophe, and then it knows what I'm going to, it's already putting it in there.
Wow.
So,
wow.
It's just almost like a contraction, but I don't think it's an actual contraction in the dictionary. So okay. y'all going to come over when y'all coming, we very rarely use the you all, because it just mm-hmm. seems awkward now. We've used y'all for such a long time, and it definitely sounds like a drawl, like a Southern drawl too. So that gives me a way if I use that when I'm in, if I go to other parts of the country. Mm-hmm, people will sort of look at me like, huh, what do you
they will
like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, you must be from the South.
Yeah. So it kind of identifies you right away, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. One more question before I let you go. I've always wondered this. I'm just going to ask you because you live in Texas and it sounds like you're up on everything. Okay. I've always been hesitant to wear cowboy boots in Texas because you guys like know how to, pull off a cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. But we wear cowboy boots and hats in Arizona because Arizona is, the wild, wild
very
west.
Much.
But I always feel nervous that if I bring like my Arizona boots to Texas, you're going to go, oh, those are not Texas boots.
No. Any boots, people wear different styles, all different styles of boots. And what looks really cute, not so much for me unless I can wear them with a longer dress, like a midi length dress.
Right.
But the younger gals, that's another, we use gal, instead of girl. The younger gals, they look so cute when they wear the dresses that, are not too short, right above the knee, okay?
Yeah.
And they thought they're real nice, boots. That's very common. Like if I go, I have a sister that has a condo in Austin and we meet there because she lives in San Angelo. And when we go to Austin, all those university-age students, there's tons of them running around. You'll see these beautiful girls with their cute dresses and the most unique looking. I mean, it's almost like it's just good. What do you call it? Just watching the people watching.
People watching.
You
sit
there
yeah.
and you're going like, oh, look at that. You know, my sister and I like fashion, and so we're just watching the different young ladies wearing their cute dresses and their boots. It's very. It's fun. It's a cultural thing especially in the blue cities, the bigger cities where there's people from all over, native Texans or what have you.
Yeah.
I think the people that move here from other states, they get that flavor of, oh, it's cute. What a neat fashion difference from any other part of the. And of course, with any kind of jean skirts or whatever, girls and ladies. I go to church at Christ the King here in Belton, Texas, and ladies my age, I'm 65, ladies my age wear boots with whatever, slacks, jeans, and their dresses. And I never done it. It's just because I don't wear boots that often.
Sure.
But I'm going to start doing it just because, it'll be cool.
You can. Yeah. Okay. Well, you made me feel better. That feels great. I'm going to do that next time I visit Texas. I've got these really cool red boots that I just love. And I'm thinking maybe they don't wear red boots in Texas, but okay.
No. Yes. Any color. And as a matter of fact, the more they stand out, people will like ask you, they might even say, oh, nice boots. Where'd you get them? Or whatever.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, wear them.
All right. Thank you, Gilda.
Okay.
I'll let you know how that goes. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You've got
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Spirit. Thank you. Okay. God bless you. Betsy on YouTube, just revisiting your comment, Betsy. Others are weighing in on this about the crick versus creek, the waterway, how to say things. Betsy, others are commenting on that. There's a lot of that. And I've noticed that too, that just one word, the way you grew up understanding that one word or how to pronounce it in other parts of the country, in other parts of the world, they don't say it that way. And so it's very interesting. So Betsy, that was a cool observation right there. And thank you for weighing in. Thank you again, Gilda. That was a great call. We're going to get to Patrick. I'm going to say hello to Patrick, but Patrick, you got to hang with me through the break. Patrick from Buffalo, New York on the EWTN app. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, my friend Debbie, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to hear your voice. Now, I've been to Buffalo many times, many, many times, and Buffalo reminds me a lot of Arizona. There's not a lot of, it just seems very, like, it doesn't have a lot of unique sayings and things. Is that true, or am I off?
Well, you're 100% right. Buffalo's up and coming, but it's kind of a city with an inferior complex. There's not a ton, a lot to do. You go to the waterfront, you do the town, you go to the mall. But we're always trying to prove, look what Buffalo has. We don't. But kind of all we have are known are the Buffalo Bills. That's a pretty top map.
I love the Buffalo Bills.
This is probably experience.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love the Buffalo Bills. But what do you have unique by way of, things that only, somebody across all the way in California would go, you must be from upstate New York. Anything?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you've already been to Buffalo, maybe you've noticed these things. And I didn't know this until I went to a different part of the country. In Buffalo, we have kind of this pirate thing the way we talk. We are very strong R's, and I had no idea. For example, when I say the word star, I say star.
Oh.
When I say car, I say car. When I say jar in Buffalo, I say jar. It's like a word like pirates, like R. We have very strong R's down in Buffalo with our R's. And
okay.
I didn't know until somebody pointed it out.
Okay, wait a minute. That is so interesting. Patrick, you hear the music. Hang with me, please, through the break. On the other side, I've got to tell you something so funny. You are spot on. When I was staying at the hotel in Buffalo, that is what I noticed as well. So Patrick from Buffalo, New York is weighing in on this. Certain slang or sayings that are known in your part of the country, please call us. We'll be right back. Okay, we're talking with our dear friend Patrick in Buffalo, New York, talking about what is unique to Buffalo area, upstate New York. And so Patrick is sharing about the kind of using the hard R's at the end of a word. And I have noticed that. I want to get back with Patrick in just a moment. Lonnie, you dropped off from North Dakota. If you want to call back, feel free to do that. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Real quickly, I want to do a shout out and congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, Radio Santissimo Sacramento, with five stations serving California, is celebrating 14 years with us. Congratulations to Lorena Alberon McSoley and everyone at Radio Santissimo Sacramento. I love Sacramento, by the way. That's interesting. So Radio Santissimo, you're doing a great job from your friends here at EWTN. Speaking of Sacramento and California in general, I would love for somebody from California to call in, because there are such unique things in California that I think sometimes are used in some comedy skits and things like that. And that's not fair to do, because California has such a rich, vibrant culture. And I would love for somebody from California to call in and weigh in on this topic. Also, I'd love to hear from somebody from Ohio, because I've been to Ohio many times and you've got some unique things going on there. We just had Michael, our producer, weighed in from the South, and particularly, of course, Alabama. And he was saying that every time you order soda pop, you just say Coke, and that you don't say pop or you don't say soda. You just say, I'll have a Coke. And then they determine what kind of soda you want. So that's interesting. And then he also too, about the sweet tea thing, that is so true. I remember being in the South. And so when you order a tea, other places it's unsweetened, but in the South it's sweet tea. By the way, I love sweet tea. And then Michael was sharing too that everything is deep fried with a little spice to it in the South. I didn't realize that. That's really cool. How about somebody from Louisiana? Come on, you guys, weigh in on this. Okay, back to Patrick. Oh, and Lonnie called back. I'm so glad. Hold on, Lonnie. Don't go anywhere. So, Patrick, you are so right. When I went to the hotel the very first time in Buffalo, the fine folks at the front desk, I was wondering why they were putting a heavy emphasis on their R's. You are so correct on that. So do you have any idea? Did anybody figure out the history of that?
No, I just think maybe we got pirates in our history. Because it sounds like, like the pirate might. I don't know. But I didn't know, Debbie, until somebody who wasn't from New York said, hey, Patrick, you know when you say hard R? I said, what are you talking about? And he said, say star, the star, the R. Mm-hmm. So we pull it. We just go R. But other than that, Debbie, I think we kind of don't. We don't sound like New Yorkers. We're not the real New Yorkers. But since we're so close to Canada, I think we kind of have something like that in our speech. What do you think?
Got you, too. Well, then, but Massachusetts is so, when they say, because I have friends that say, like, park the car, they have a different ending to their words, which is fast. I love listening to people from Massachusetts. I think they've just got the coolest accent. So, but yeah, Canada is right near you, because you have Niagara Falls there. Yeah. Mm-hmm, so that's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And people, when they visit, think that, oh, well, Buffalo is near New York City. No. And they always point Niagara Falls being in Buffalo. When they show a Bills game, we're not that close to Niagara Falls, but they always show it, you know?
Interesting. What about like the wings, you know, Buffalo wings and stuff? Aren't you known for all of the hot sauces?
Oh, yeah, we are. We're the chicken wing capital of the world where it came from. And, we do get upset if you use ranch. We prefer to use blue cheese and when a ranch. If you use ranch in your wings, that's a fight. But a lot of people not from Buffalo use ranch instead of blue cheese. That's a problem.
Okay, wait a minute. So you can't use ranch or you can use ranch?
Well, you can, but Buffalonians traditionally use blue cheese. The people who aren't from Buffalo will dip their wings in ranch. And we'll just look at them like, what are you doing?
Okay. Well, see, this is why I know I probably should move to Buffalo, because I love blue cheese with with the wings. Yeah, so that's good. I can fit in. There you go. Patrick, I love this. But, you know, sometimes you blue cheese and ranch, you can't really tell unless you taste it, right? So you'd have to, but I guess if somebody's ordering it, it kind of exposes them, right, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to, it's not something to eat all the time, but it works well with wings. It just does. It kind of,
yeah.
It takes the hotness out of it. It will cool them off if you can't handle it.
True. Very true. Oh, Buffalo. I love Buffalo, New York. You're bringing me back, Patrick, to some great days in Buffalo. I absolutely miss it so very much. Tell the fine folks there. I absolutely love upstate New York. My husband grew up in upstate New York, in Camillus, New York, right outside of Syracuse. So we just love it. And you're blessed. You live in a beautiful part of the country. Thank you so much, Patrick.
So did you ever hear this, Debbie? About people saying if you get in trouble, we're going to send you to Father Baker's. They used to tell all the boys that when we were kids. So.
Really? Oh, wow. That was it? And what did it do?
It was kind of a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
It was a deterrent. I mean, obviously, Father Baker established the orphanage.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen the facility. It's beautiful in Lackawanna, New York. It looks like a mini St. Peter's, Our Lady of Victory Basilica. But growing up, they would say, oh, you better behave, or you're going to go to Father Baker's, boys. Oh. And then up there, that was a phrase we hear as kid. Okay, we'll behave. We want to be sent to Father Baker's. But
right.
Say a prayer that he's up for sainthood someday. But thanks for talking to me about Buffalo.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so very much. It was just a wonderful call, Patrick. Call us again, please. Thank you. God bless you so very much. What a great call. That just brings me back down. I love walking back memory lane. It's been a few years since I've been to Buffalo. Hopefully I'll get back there again. Maybe we can do some event or something of that nature. Johnny and Lonnie is back. So Johnny, in the meantime, let's get to Johnny in Michigan. And Johnny's going to talk. And then Lonnie, you're right after Johnny. And I feel like I'm rhyming today. Johnny's in Michigan on the TuneIn radio app. Okay, you're going to tell us something interesting about Michigan.
Hey, Debbie, good afternoon. Great. We were just talking to subject in my anthropology class. Thank you.
Wow, cool. Very cool.
Now,
okay.
Three things. You know, the first thing, do you know where the Coney Island is?
Do I know what Coney Island? Yeah.
A Coney Island. Do you know what a Coney Island is?
No, tell me. I think I'm going to learn something.
It's a restaurant that sells a hot dog with cheese, with chili, hamburger. If you get a Coney special up here, it comes with hamburger on it. And I have it for breakfast, actually.
Interesting. And you have those in Michigan?
Yeah, those in Michigan. There's two famous ones. They're the same. The American and Lafayette, they're right next door to each other. They're the same family, but I go to American. And the other thing is, someone had mentioned about pop and soda. Mm-hmm. That's correct. We don't say soda, we say pop up here. Yes, mm-hmm. correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, we have a saying called What Up, Though. Have you ever heard of that strange saying called What Up, Though?
No, what does that mean? What up, though? What does that mean?
It's like a greeting. It's like a friendly greeting up here. I sort of don't say it, but a lot of people up here do say it. And it says, it's what up, though.
Okay, so Johnny, that almost sounds so casual. Like, I would never imagine saying to my boss, like, if I was going into work, what up, though? I mean, that kind of sounds...
it's popular up here.
It is popular.
Yeah,
okay, that's good to know.
And then the Coney Island, you know what a hot dog is, right?
Oh, yeah,
like
back,
you know what a hot...
Yeah.
It's like a hot dog with chili and hamburger and onions and mustard. It's really good for breakfast up here.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. I know I sound ignorant of this, Johnny, and that's because I haven't had a hot dog in probably 30 years. So yeah, but this is, I have seen it, and I have seen it on TV and in movies and things like that. I'm just not a big hot dog eater, but I mean, a person that likes them. I know that some people really love them with all the stuff on top, the chili and all the mustard, and they put ketchup, they put cheese, they put everything. So it's kind of a whole meal. But that's interesting. I didn't realize you had these, you know, Coney Island type restaurants. Are they are they a fast food place, or can you sit down?
They're a sit down fast food. I sometimes I go after work. I'll go to the Coney Island down the street from me and pick one up on the way home from dinner. or I'll have one for breakfast. You can sit down in the restaurant or you can take it out.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Johnny, I learned something new again. This is amazing. Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for weighing in on this. This was a very, I love learning. So God bless you for that, Johnny. Thank you. Thanks for waiting so long to get on to the show. I wanted to share before I get to Lonnie, Georgia on YouTube says, Canadians always say A. I know. I was waiting for somebody from Canada to say that. Thank you, Georgia. I totally agree. I love that. I love when they say that. A dear friend of mine says it all the time. I just love when she says it. I want to try to repeat it, but then I'm thinking I'm not Canadian. But so I try to fit in, not always. Okay, Lonnie's back. She called back from North Dakota, Real Presence Radio. Lonnie, thanks so much for coming back with us. And tell us what's unique to your area of the country.
Okay, so I was born and raised in California, and I moved up here to North Dakota about 4 years ago. And I've got so much I want to say. It's really cool what's going on the show today. I'm very interested in different places and stuff. I love traveling. I went to culinary art school back in 2012. So my thing is like what can always bring us together is food. Mm-hmm. But here in Williston or here in North Dakota, it's oofta. So it's very common, but you know, let's try to think of a good example. Say I get in a little fender bender and I tell somebody about it, they reply with oofta. That's rough, you know, like, oh man, that sucks or something, you know? Mm-hmm, Yeah, there's a few different slogans here that are pretty common. I'm from California, so I don't really, it's more of a personality thing over there. Over here, you know, you got your sayings and slogans and whatnot. And then as far as like, I'm involved with a lot of Native stuff, and a ho mm-hmm. is like a good word. A Ooh. Good word, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool.
That's interesting. That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work where I grew up in New Jersey, but okay.
yeah, it's really cool. I learned a lot of stuff being here. I came here to meet somebody and stayed for the oil field, and now I'm just kind of doing my own thing. And I'm actually converting Catholic, so it's super super awesome. I'm getting revealed things in my personal life that I've never experienced before. I grew up the average Protestant, stuff like that. And I always had this yearning for the truth. You know, I want the whole truth. And sure. so that's what brought me to Catholicism.
Wow. So, Lonnie, let me ask you a couple questions. So I got to go. Yep. I want to get these all in. So first, yep. Is this your first time calling to this show?
It is.
Oh, it is. Oh, good. You'll have to call us again because I put you in the book. I put you in the book, Lonnie.
Okay.
So are you in OCIA? Are you going into formation classes for?
I am. I'm actually going through discipleship here in Williston at St. Joseph. And I am absolutely loving it. So it's really, it makes so much sense because, you know, growing up, I was a certain way. And now that I'm learning Catholicism, I'm learning, it's like, it comes so natural.
Yeah.
And it's for everything. So in school, my worst subject was history, but going to discipleship and learning the history of the church, sacred scriptures, all that kind of stuff is just, it blows my mind.
You're probably like a sponge. You're probably like a sponge just soaking it all in,
gosh.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I've been to non-denominationals my whole life. And I've always been close with the pastors and stuff. It's just not, I don't want to sound mean. It's just not strong enough. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not deep enough. And I get that from Catholicism. Catholicism breaks down everything instead of just brushing the surface. And
sure.
That's what I need. I need an in-depth understanding of who I am, who God is, and all this kind of stuff. And it's really, really, really cool what's going on in my life since I chose to convert.
I can hear it in your voice, Lonnie. You have this really wonderful building up of a passion and energy and excitement, enthusiasm, and that is when you do uncover the truth. You just want more and more and more. I love that about you. I really would love for you to call us back maybe each month and just let us know how your journey's going into the church, because we want to walk with you, okay? And we love that, and I think it's wonderful. Now, I just want to make sure I get this correct, because I'm going to get questions about this after the show. So if something goes wrong, like somebody, you get into a fender bender, God forbid, and you say oofta, right? Is that right?
Yeah, oofta.
Oofta. Okay, oofta. Got it.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. It is a very common thing here, and so is don't you know. Don't you know? There's a lot of Norwegian culture here.
Oh, okay. So, very cool.
Yeah. It's very really cool stuff.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is so neat. That is it's so interesting. My neighbors growing up in New Jersey, right next door, they were of Norwegian descent. So they would use a lot of terms, too, that we would pick up. It was very interesting you're saying that. Lonnie, you're awesome. I could talk to you forever. Please call us back again. And thanks for answering that invitation. I know you were on earlier, and so you waited. And so thank you. You're a valued member of Take Two. So God bless you, and keep up that excitement, because it helps all of us. It inspires all of us as Catholics. Okay, I'm going to move to Karen from Louisiana. Just a heads up, Karen, there's others from Louisiana calling in. So when I did the shout out to Louisiana, you guys are coming in. So hi, Karen. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
I grew up with the phrase making groceries.
Whenever my mother went shopping,
it's not just my mother. It's a common thing in Louisiana. Louisiana mothers would say, "We're going to make groceries."
So wow! Instead of buying groceries,
somebody, ma'am.
Yeah, real quickly. Instead of buying groceries, you say we're going to make groceries.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Yeah, I love
this.
We
have French, of course, the French history in the state, of course. So I remember when I talked to someone from Florida, he came up to me and he said, "Do you make groceries? Do you go in the back of the store and make groceries?" I said, "No, we go buy them, but that's just something we say over here." That, and we don't say put our laundry away, like after you wash them and dry them, fold them, mm-hmm. put them away. We say pick them up. Do you pick up your clothes too? Like pick it up, like higher. So the same guy from Florida.
I love this. Okay, so I'm going to try something today, Karen, because I do have to go to the grocery store. I'm going to say to my husband Marty, how do I say it? I'm making groceries.
Yeah, I got to go make groceries.
And I'm going to let you know, Karen, what he said. He's probably going to go.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm going to go.
I love your show, so I'm listening every day.
Oh, you are? Oh, thank you. I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that, Karen. That is so awesome. I thought you were going to talk about some Cajun, you know, type thing, because Jerry loves the food in Louisiana. I do as well. It has such incredible spices. I mean, you probably have a spice rack that is like a mile long, don't you?
No, it's not a mile long, but it's like two things in my cabinet. You know, we have a lot of spices, but not as much as some people.
Right. You know what I love? I love the history and the how you call your town's parishes. I love that.
But baby, I'm sorry, I'm talking over you, Debbie.
Oh, is that do you have a child with you?
No.
Okay. I love how you call your town's parishes.
Yes, mm-hmm. They are parishes.
I love that. I love the history of that. It's just so beautiful. So Catholic. I love that. Oh, Karen, you are awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening and being a loyal family member of Take Two and weighing in. And we have Susan, who's going to be coming on. She's from Louisiana as well. I'm going to try to squeeze her in before the end of the show. So thank you, Karen. Let me just share this about News in Depth Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. EWTN's weekly 1-hour discussion of current events in the church, politics, and culture from a Catholic Catholic perspective, covering the underreported stories and clarifying the church's position on key teachings with a focus on the laity's needs and concerns, hosted by Catherine Hadro. And you can get EWTN News in depth delivered to your email inbox with details on each week's show. Go to EWTN.com/in-depth. Sign up today. Okay, Frank is up next before Susan in Parkersburg, West Virginia on St. Paul Radio. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead. Tell us the interesting things in West Virginia.
Well, I was telling your screener there that I've always wondered where these, you know, words and phrases come from. Who was the first person that said that word?
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of something. I was talking to a friend for a long time, you know, it's quite a while, and I was switching topics quite a bit, and I kind of realized that, and I just said, well, I'm going to be switching gears right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that phrase?
Oh, yeah. I have. Actually, they say that out here in Arizona. Or changing gears, or I'm switching gears. Yes.
So, yes. Do you know how long have they been doing that?
I don't know. Do you know the history? Can you give us the history?
No, I can only say that I said it, and then I'm hearing it, you know, on the radio occasionally.
Yeah, I say it all the time. I remember growing up saying changing gears, switching gears. That's okay. So interesting. I'm going to have to research it.
Well, this was probably around 2003, probably when I first said that to that girl when I was talking to her. You know, I realized I was switching topics quite a bit. And that's when I said that. But also, I was going to Catholic school and a basketball team. There was a game, and I had a trumpet, and I blew charge with it. And later on, I heard other teams started doing that.
Oh, interesting. Wow. You know, Frank, you just gave me an idea for a future show. We should go into the history of why certain things have developed, even just, you know, ideas that we have here in the U.S. or in Canada. You know, that would be fascinating. I'm going to put that on the calendar, the history of things. I love that. See, Frank, you just inspired a future show topic. Thank you, sir.
I always like to know how that word started.
Yep.
I mean, and what their meaning was.
Okay, we're getting information right now coming in from our producer. The phrase switching gears originates from the mechanical process of changing gears in a vehicle or a bicycle to adjust speed or power. It metaphorically describes a significant change in activity, a shift in the topic of conversation. There you go, Frank. Or a new direction in one's life or career. The figurative use of shifting gears became common in the mid-20th century. It's so funny, Michael, our producer, I was going to say that because I read something similar to that. Emerging from the automotive and cycling worlds of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. There you go, Frank. You got the history right from our producer who looked it up very quickly online. This is fascinating. Thanks, Frank, so much for weighing in on that about changing gears. Well, I'm going to change gears right now and go to Susan real quickly and squeeze her in from Louisiana on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Susan. You got 1 minute.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm great.
We was talking about, you know, you had a guy from Michigan on there. Well, I'm down in central Louisiana, like Manny area. Well, my boyfriend moved down from Michigan. Mm-hmm. And me and him gets in an argument about the word pop. He'll come down here and I say, we go to the store, restaurant, and I say, I want a Coke. She said, Dr. Pepper, I got that. And he just looks at me and he says, what is wrong with y'all people down here? I said, us? What is wrong with y'all? That's not a pop. And and he said, y'all are crazy down here. I said, no, y'all are crazy up north. And then about on the computer hitting a smash, he said, you pressing on a key button? I said, no, I'm smashing on them.
It's smashing
on them,
yeah.
He said, no, you be tearing up your computer. He said, I said, no, we do not tear it up. Well, then he could talk to that guy. I was talking about the corn dog. He said, we're going to get a corny dog. I said, I don't want to eat no hot dog. He said, it's not a hot dog. It's a corny dog. It's actually a hot dog on a bread like we put down here. So another argument about what the name of that hot dog is.
Oh, Susan.
But it's me and him with two different states, two different languages.
That's true. Two different states, two different languages. But Susan, I love your sense of humor. You're amazing. You were the perfect call to end this great episode of Take Two. Thank you, Susan from Louisiana. Okay, you hear the music. That means that's the close of this great show. I hope Jerry Usher is listening. He put it on the show calendar. He missed a great show, but I'm sure if he's listening, he has a big smile on his face. He'll be back with us tomorrow as we talk about what would your dream come true be? What would your dream come true be? And not everybody should not just weigh in on the lottery. Come on. It's got to go bigger than that. Okay. Thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Pedro. You guys did a great job always behind the scenes. And thank you to all the affiliates that carry Take Two Live. You give great opportunity for everybody to come together and to just grow this beautiful virtual community. Okay. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.